This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. So, class, I was thinking that, you know, it doesn't make sense to buy things that are up-to-the-minute fashion. I don't. I don't have any fashion labels of anything, including my blue jeans, you know, $17.99, Wrangler. You know, heavy-duty. They last a long time, and they're timeless. And the same thing with the rugs and the carpeting. I mean, you can get up-to-the-minute style in wall-to-wall carpeting. You can get the plastic flooring and man-made flooring, or you can get classic wood flooring. I like the classic wood flooring. But you don't have to buy the best. You can get number two instead of select, you know, with no or wood flooring with no knots. You can get it with knots and wormholes, and you can fill them in with wood putty. And then you can have a beautiful floor that is variegated in color and appearance, and spend maybe one-third the price of no knots in the floor. And then instead of the wall-to-wall carpeting, you can get a Persian rug or an Oriental rug, and they will last generations. Generations. They're not disposable. And if you see some of these that are actually handmade instead of machine made, you will realize the intelligence that is required to make them. The planning, the figuring out the length, the width, the knots, the colors, the dyes, the material, the wool. It's incredible what goes into it. And have it all be the same thickness from one end across the middle to the other end, the same thickness. I mean, it is brilliant how this is done, and by hand. Absolutely impressive, beyond belief. Gwyneth, any comments about that?
Yeah, and remember that these Persian rugs are made by Persian peasant shepherds that live in tents in the middle of Iran, nomadic tents. And they have ordinary lives. They have children. They have, you know, these women are married, and they have, you know, all their regular duties. And, you know, that they've got their flocks and their herds that they've got to look after, their chickens and, you know, all the rest of it. They have to cook and they have to clean. And they have to, you know, like I said, and then they have their other set of weaving, which is that they're going to make new tent fabric all the time, and they're going to make clothing fabric for their whole family. So that is the background. And these dyes, some of them might only grow in a certain area. So they might be thinking, while they're herding the goats, or the sheep, gee, I'm running a little bit short of orange. Well, where's the orange dye plant? Oh, no, it's 50 miles from here. Oh, gosh, and I'm running low of it. I'll have to have a talk to my husband and see if I can talk him into us moving 50 miles. It might be 6 months before they could move 50 miles to where the orange dye plant grows. This is the background of what's going on. So she has to work on another area of the tapestry, of the rug, until they can get the orange dye plant. you know, which, like I said, it might be 6 months or a year before they can get to that area. And she, or she has to alter her design so that, you know, to take account of the fact that she's almost out of orange. And that's one thing I did learn how to do when I was with Archie, was I learned how to weave. I learned how to weave tartan. And it's not easy. It's, but it puts you into a meditative state when you're doing this weaving. And these women are so quick with how they do it. And yet they might only do an inch or less than an inch a day of this rug. And you look at how big the rug is. And it's phenomenal. It really, really is. Of the work that's gone into that, and the fact that this is an ordinary, all woven by an ordinary woman with an ordinary life, with a husband, with children, with, you know, meal preparation, and everything in her life is so much harder than everything even in my life, because she's living an authentic desert nomad lifestyle. So everything that she wants has to come from the world around her, which means that she has to go out and get it. That means that one of her tasks is going getting firewood, another of her tasks is getting water, you know, gathering herbs, gathering food, gathering tubers. And then that's even before she does any work at all on her weaving. She has to make sure that all her family is looked after. You know, so this goes into preparedness. And it's just absolutely mind-boggling. These people are the masters of preparedness. You know, somebody was talking on YouTube. This was not a... This was more of a preparedness channel that I was watching on YouTube, but they were calling the Houthis the honey badgers. They're in Yemen, not in not in Persia, not in Iran. But they were calling. But it doesn't matter, because the Yemeni women are the same. The Yemeni women, they're desert nomads. They weave the wool and the goat hair into cloth to make the tent, so they've all got somewhere to live. You know, it's all the same. But they were calling this fellow was calling the Houthis the honey badgers of the Middle East. And a honey badger is an animal that you'll never get rid of, because it makes its home in the rocks. And they are so tough. They'll stand their ground against lions. You know, it's just phenomenal. But the ordinary people in this part of the world, that's still how they live. And if they decide that they've had enough of the tent life and they want to go and live in a house, they'll find an area that they like and they will make a mud brick house. They won't go and get planning permits and all the rest of it, and blah, blah, blah. They'll just make mud bricks. They'll dry the mud bricks in the sun, and then they'll make a house out of the mud bricks. And to see these women making mud bricks is something to behold. They're just vigorous. They make the mud. They go stomp, 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 stomp in the mud, and they make it up to the right consistency, and then they get it on a platter of wood, and then they go flop into the mold, to the brick mold, and then they shake it around to make sure there's no air bubbles, and give it a tap on the side. They lift the mold off, and then that's the next brick. And they might make three or four of these bricks a minute. And it's like they're just absolutely phenomenal speed of work that they have. And the reason why they do it is that, you know, they just want a house. A little bit fed up with living in a tent. So they go to their house and then they say, oh, darling, I'm a little bit fed up with being in a tent all the time. Can we build a house over there? Yeah, I still have the tent sometimes, but, you know, I want to be in a house for a bit. And the husband, you know, every husband wants to keep his wife happy. So he goes, oh, yeah, all right, but you're going to make the mud bricks. And you've got to keep up your weaning and you've got to do all the rest of it. And we'll camp over there, half a mile away, for 6 months, and you can make your house, all right? And she goes, thank you, darling. Yeah, and so in addition to all of her other tasks, she'll walk half a mile to her house site, and then she'll, you know, make my bricks and make a house. So how's that? And that's just how these people live. And that put all of us to shame for their work ethic. And that's the story behind your Persian rug, Vincent.
You're absolutely right. And we had an experience, a very, very wonderful experience in the last several days. So Bam was asked to deliver a load of firewood to about over an hour away. And the customer had a problem with his car. And the customer said, so can you fix my car, take it back to your shop? And so Bam left his truck with the firewood all loaded up because he was going to take the car to the shop, fix it, and bring the car back the next day, and then unload the load of firewood for the customer. Well, the customer has some new arrivals in their house from another country, the Midwest. And when he got back to unload the firewood, the ladies who were guests of the owner had already unloaded the firewood and carried, I'm thinking, 1,500 pounds of firewood, probably 300 feet by hand. So instead of Bam just driving on the lawn, backing the truck up to where the firewood was going to be unloaded, they just did it by hand to make it easier on our son. That's a different work ethic than, oh, maybe Wall Street might have or Silicon Valley might have. It's a completely different work ethic from the inner city of America where people don't want to do anything at all other than lie in a lazy boy chair and click the remote button for their blue screen. Completely different. And, you know, these are the hardworking people of the world who make things, who build the infrastructure, who build the things that take really hard work, day after day. And you know what? They don't mind. I think they enjoy it. I think they enjoy being productive and accomplishing things, whereas the fat, lazy Americans don't want to do it. And Gwyneth, you know, people ask me about USA Prepares and why more people don't do what we at USA Prepares do. And the reason is, it's too hard for them. It's too hard for them to plant a garden. It's too hard for them to build a house. It's too hard for them to work on cars. It's too hard for them to fix their roof or their fence, or clean the brush out of the woods, or heat their houses with wood. It's too hard. That's why there aren't more of us. And it's wonderful to see those who are willing to work hard.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Gwyneth, what is the connection with Standard Oil and the weaving using hemp, hemp products? What is the connection there?
Okay. Back in the 1920s and 1930s, and heading into the 1940s and 1950s as well, Standard Oil got a bee in its bonnet about hemp, because hemp was a major threat in its eyes to its business model, because Standard Oil had this vision and they could see a time when absolutely everything in our world was made from oil, which these days it pretty well is in one way or another. But the one thing that stood in the way of that was the hemp plant, because hemp is a plant that absolutely anywhere, just anyone, just about anywhere on the earth can grow hemp. It's that easy to grow. There's a reason why it's called weed, okay? It's a plant that you use. You scratch up a bit of soil and you scatter some seed. You'll have to scatter several thousand seeds. The seeds are tiny. And you'll get the strongest of them germinate and come up and they will grow. And then you can take cuttings from them and then you can propagate your line of hemp that grows in your particular climate. And you can propagate it for the qualities that you need. So if you need a long staple of thread, that a staple is the length of fiber, okay, that is in a fiber. So if you want to have a very long fiber, which makes it very easy to process for weaving and such like, and rope, makes a very strong rope, then you can have a hemp plant that will grow 3 or 4 meters tall in a single season. You can select for that. You can select for high THC, low THC. That's the psychoactive element. High CBD, low CBD. That's the health beneficial portion. That's the bit that reduces cholesterol and invigorates the immune system. You can have lots and lots of hemp seed, or not much hemp seed. You can have a large head. You can have a small head. It's one of the most adaptive and variable plants that you can possibly imagine. And it's hardy. And it'll grow in most climates. It does best in a tropical climate. And the world's outstanding location for hemp production and cultivation on the earth. By hemp, I should clarify for the class, I mean cannabis species, all cannabis species. And just FYI, I don't grow cannabis here, any species of cannabis here. But this place used to be the people who lived here and built the house that I live in used to grow marijuana. They grew it on a commercial basis up the back, and they didn't necessarily have government permission to do so, and they got themselves into trouble, and that the place was sold because of that, because the police ended up finding, actually it was the fire department found it, because there was a small bushfire up the back. The fire department found it. They called the police, and then they got arrested, and they spent about 5 years each in prison for their little crop that they were growing at the back. But that place where they grew the marijuana, the cannabis, on this property is still, 20 years later, is still the best patch of ground on the place. Because cannabis hemp species, whether it's the fiber variety or the psychoactive variety, is the best plant for the soil. And you can have it in rotation with grain crops, and you don't need to apply nitrogen fertilizer, especially if you put beans into the rotation as well. You'll have the most fertile soil you could possibly imagine.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
USA News Update. A U.S. military aircraft eliminated hostile forces by targeting a vehicle following an attack on American and coalition forces in Iraq. Since the onset of the Israel-Hamas war, there have been at least 64 attacks on U.S. and coalition forces. A tentative deal between Israel and Hamas to release hostages has been reached. That deal would include a multi-day ceasefire, and around 50 Israeli and international hostages would be freed in different waves. Following a landslide in southeast Alaska, three people have died, several others currently missing. Ground searches are on hold until a geologist assesses the slide for safety. Thanksgiving travel disruptions may arise now due to severe storms and snow throughout the south and east. Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Watch it.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take
God, you're
when you go to DC for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. And if you'd like to find some of her work, you can go to Amazon and just type in Gwyneth Isaacs, G-U-I-N-E-I-T-H-I-S-A-A-C-S, and you'll find her books available for purchase right there. Or you can send her an email at Gwyneth, G-U-I-N-E-I-T-H, at USAPrepares.com, USAPrepares.com, and she can probably help you get the book of your interest and maybe even suggest to you what you might like best based on communicating with Gwyneth via email correspondence. Gwyneth, you mentioned the word fertilizer, and there's just one thing I wanted to mention to our classes. This is kind of 5-minute university information, a little off topic, but because you mentioned the word fertilizer, because I've mentioned in class many times Max's law, buy the best, pay cash, and take delivery. And I've used the example of propane. So if you buy propane on a pre-buy, you pay for it in the summertime when the price is lower. You actually pay for it in advance. You take delivery later. So you buy the best, okay. Propane is propane, so you bought the best. You paid cash. That's okay, so the transaction settled, but you didn't take delivery. And what has happened in the past is that there's been a propane shortage, and the propane dealer can't get you the propane or won't get you the propane because the price has increased. And they refused, in a case in Missouri, just down the road from us, to sell propane when the price went up. So a person bought it at $1.799 a gallon. The price shot up to $4.49 a gallon. Person bought 1,000 gallons in advance, wanted to take delivery because they were running out of propane and it was freezing cold. And the propane dealer said, no, I can't do it, but we will sell you 100 gallons at a time if you prepay for it. So you come in, pay for it, we'll sell you 100 gallons at $4.49 a gallon. That's the maximum we'll sell you. And so that's a case of violating Max's law, and the customer got taken advantage of. Well, here's another one. This made the news. Bam and I were in the truck, and we saw this big plume of smoke off in the far distance. And I believe what we saw was a fertilizer fire in a town called Purdy, P-U-R-D-Y, Missouri. So a couple days ago, there was this fire. We believe we saw it. It was huge. Black smoke. In the sky, rising up like a mushroom cloud almost. Not quite. It was not nuclear, but it was serious. And I found out late last night, in the middle of the night, that there was a fire in Purdy, Missouri. It was a fertilizer fire. And I looked at the short video, two-minute video, and the owner of the company said, yeah, you know, we're going to do our best to help our customers. And the news reporter said, yeah, farmers pre-bought fertilizer. They prepaid for it for delivery when the weather warms up a little bit, like the spring. They're not going to get their fertilizer in many cases. So that's an example of violating Max's law. And I mentioned that because of what Gwen said when she mentioned fertilizer. So the whole point is Max's law, Max's law, Max's law. Buy the best, pay cash, and take delivery. Buy the best means best value. It doesn't mean Rolls Royce. It means the best value at that time for you. But you got to take delivery. So here are people who are out tens of thousands of dollars, denominated in dollars, and they may not get the fertilizer that they paid for. Keep that in mind. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, and speaking of fertilizer, actually, I think you can see where I'm going with this whole hemp thing with Standard Oil. Hemp was just too much of a threat in Standard Oil's eyes, because if everybody was growing hemp and processing hemp, you can process hemp on a cottage level. You don't need any big sophisticated mill. You can process it in a small mill, in a small factory. And you can make your own cloth, you can make your own rope, and you don't need nylon. And you don't, in fact, hemp rope is far, 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 far superior to nylon rope. It doesn't stretch. It doesn't stretch as much. It's been used for ship's lines, ship's ropes for hundreds or thousands, actually thousands of years. It's been used for ship lines. That's ropes for the tackle of a ship. It's been used for making horse tack for thousands of years. You know, you don't need nylon if you've got hemp growing in your area. You can, somebody can easily process hemp into rope at home or in a small factory in their own area. And Standard Oil couldn't have that because then they wouldn't sell any nylon. And Standard Oil was the major shareholder of DuPont, which held the patent for nylon. And, you know, you wouldn't need cotton, which is the other major competitor for hemp, you know, because hemp does not need Roundup. Roundup is made by Monsanto, you know, and is Monsanto, that is. And cotton needs vast applications of pesticides. Hemp crops don't need pesticides. They just grow. They're really hardy. And no sorts of pests and diseases ever seem to attack them. It's an amazing crop. You know, you don't need a big, you know, multi-million dollar mill to process it like you do with cotton. You know, cotton is quite a complicated process, fiber to process, because you've got to get the seeds out of the cotton ball. So you've got to have a cotton gin. And back in the day with the slaves in the US and all that, they used to have the older woman picking the seeds out of the cotton balls before they invented cotton gins. And then you'd have to spin it and all the rest of it. And cotton's not a very durable fiber. You make a cotton T-shirt, and, you know, they don't last very long. They might last 5 years if you're lucky. But you get a hemp shirt, and a hemp shirt will last decades, and you'll never need to buy another shirt, you know, not until you're old, and then you might buy another shirt, you know. But this is the reason why Standard Oil had to do away with the hemp plant. So they came up with a propaganda campaign, which was relied on one of the other properties of cannabis species, and that is that they are psychoactive. That they all hemp plants produce some level of THC, and they, they can get people into a lot of trouble. They can make people do really stupid things. So they had a propaganda film that they funded. Standard Oil funded this propaganda film, and this propaganda film was called Reefer Madness. And they focused, and they demonized the cannabis plant, focusing on its psychoactive properties and about how it was going to be the doom of the whole world, when the truth and the reality of it was that everybody was going hemp in their backyard at the time, and nobody regarded it as being a problem. And, you know, that's an old family story in my own family, that past shearing, that was my my dad's grandfather, was a very godly man, a very hard-working man, but he smoked a pipe. And he had some hemp plants growing near his front step. And as he was going into the house at the end of a hard day's work, he would pick a few leaves off the hemp plant, and he would, you know, cut them into his tobacco to give his tobacco a little bit of extra flavour. That was what he used to say. This was back in the day before the reefer madness. Nobody regarded it as being a problem. And probably the main reason why he had the hemp plant growing there was for rope, because he was a plumber and he was a farmer. And every farmer had hemp growing on their farm because, like I said, for one thing, it's one of the most hugely beneficial crops that you can possibly grow for soil improvement, and the soil is just black after it's been growing hemp for a few years, and it retains the soil fertility even a long time after the hemp plants have gone. Like I said, in my case, even 20 years later. But the other reason is that farmers need rope. They need twine, and they need to be able to make twine or rope on the farm. In a world that doesn't have supply lines, you need that. And the easiest plant to have around to do that is a long staple variety of hemp. So a hemp plant that grows tall. And Standard Oil couldn't have that because it would mean that they wouldn't sell their nylon and they wouldn't sell their cotton. They wouldn't sell their drugs either because people had a natural alternative, which was CBD or hemp seed oil. And hemp seed oil will cure just about anything. You know, people used to grind it up and put it in their baking, high protein, you know, lowers your cholesterol, you know, balances your nervous system, stops epileptic fits, you know, anti-cancer, boosts your immune system, hugely beneficial. And you know, Standard Oil was getting involved in the pharmaceutical industry. They were one of the leading founders of the pharmacomafia. And they couldn't have a whole lot of well people running around, could they? So they developed varieties of hemp that were high THC, put them out there, you know, made the propaganda video, got everybody frightened, stopped them from growing the low THC varieties of hemp. And then they had to buy nylon, and then they had to buy cotton, and then they began to get sick. And then the nervous systems began to get out of whack. And then, you know, they had a steady supply of customers for their pharmacomafia. Does that make sense, Vincent?
It absolutely does, and I have a comment about it when we come back.
Is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
A couple quick comments to what Gwyneth just said, talking about hemp. And Dr. Norm Shuley, over the years, as U.S. senior USA Preparers instructor, has said repeatedly that he eats hemp seed for the health benefits. Dr. Shuley has been absolutely right on the money every time, every single time he's mentioned things. He's mentioned the genocide jab. He's mentioned that. The things that he says are health benefits, absolutely right on the money every single time. And he eats hemp seeds for the health benefits himself. That's what Gwyneth was talking about. And in my experience, I have worked on Victorian houses, you know, the late 1800s, and some of them had cast iron plumbing, drain plumbing. And these cast iron pipes were small on one end, belled larger end on the other, and you could put them together, but you needed to seal them so they wouldn't leak. And the sealing agent was hemp mixed with tar. Hemp mixed with tar. And it worked just great.
Yeah, my dad used
great.
To do that.
Yeah.
No, except my
and
hemp
I'll bet you,
used to use twine. So, but, yeah.
Yeah.
The twine might have been made out of hemp, or it might have been made out of something else.
Right. Well, it could have been made of hemp. What I worked on was, and it worked really, really well, and I'm willing to bet that in New York City there are still drain pipes that are working just fine that were cast iron drain pipes sealed with hemp, and I'll bet you they're working, some of them are working just fine today, unless they've been destroyed by people who wanted to improve the design with plastic. But that cast iron plumbing would probably last hundreds of years. Hundreds of years. So those are my two comments about hemp, Gwyneth. Back to you.
Yeah, that thing about hemp and tar has been used since ancient times for filling up the hulls of ships. What they would do, the old ship lines, they would replace them every now and again, and they would keep the old ship, old ropes, the old lines, and they would have them rolled up in the hull of the ship. And, you know, if there was a doldrums or, you know, sunny day on deck, they'd have the crew pulling the ropes apart, and so that it was back into fibre. And the reason, and then they would put the fibre in boxes. And then if they had a leak in the ship, what they would do is they would get some of this hemp fibre and they would mix it with tar and they would plug the leak with this mixture. And the thing about that particular mixture of hemp fibres and tar is it will seal underwater and be 100% watertight. And if there's shrinkage or expansion in the wood, the tar will shrink and expand with the wood. So that means that it won't crack. And that's how they used to do it, you know. And I learned or remembered. when I was writing my book, The Lover of the Pirate King, it's about Bartholomew Roberts and George Wilson. It's a work of fiction. I've had people say that I should write a non-fiction, like biography of or autobiography of George Wilson, and I may do that at some stage. But I went into a lot of the uses of hemp at sea. You know, I'm not sure if I went into the caulking of the ships. You know, I don't think that was such a thing. But most of the sailors used to smoke hemp recreationally, and as they were pulling the ropes apart, they would stuff some of the hemp fibres into their pockets, and later on they would smoke it. And for the predictable psychoactive effects. And that is where the saying rope-a-dope came from, because they would smoke the rope and then they would behave in an unusual manner. And that was something that used to happen. And that was because these sailors were, they used to get bored when they were out at sea, so they used to drink a lot and they used to smoke the rope. Yep. So anyway, there we go, Vincent.
Just a final thought. If you could save some of your minutes for, you know, the remainder of the broadcast, you know, during the period you have minutes for your phone coverage, that would be great, because we have no idea what happened, and you may have to call in again and again. So just a thought.
Okay, Isaac, yeah, that'll
thank
be
Thank you
fun.
So much for being with us today.
The UOT Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.